All right. Hello. Welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How are y'all doing? If you hear some, I'm at the top of the show. If you hear some pings, that's probably coming from my messenger, because me and some close friends are in a group chat, and they decided to, as the theme song was playing, decided to pop in on the chat, and it's one of my friends. She likes to put in daily TikToks that are very hilarious. Most of the time, it's during the daytime, but turns out today was the nighttime. So, if you hear any weird inconsistencies from the normal weirdness, I apologize. But, ladies and gentlemen, people of all ages, races, and all sexes, including non-binaries, welcome to the show. We got a crap ton of things. First of all, Justice League, the Snyder Cut, is coming out on the 23rd, I believe, if I wrote it down correctly. Maybe if I wrote my notes instead of a guest, that would be great. I believe it's the 23rd. Yes, the 23rd. Yes, 23rd. Secondly, G4 is bringing back, they're bringing back X-Play and Attack of the Show. Also, I'm a little bit flustered because I just finished watching WandaVision for the second time, and this episode is, how do you say this? Fucking crazy. I can't. I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm not going to, because I know not everyone has seen it. Whoever is listening to this, I know not everyone has seen this, because you know the stuff going on in life. So I'm not gonna spoil it. Just gonna tell you it's fucking crazy. And yeah, that is it. But okay, now that I got that out of the way, yes, Attack of the Show is going to bring back X-Play and Attack of the Show. They are suggesting that it shall be coming back, I believe, at the starting of summer 2021, or maybe in the middle of summer 2021. But fear not, if you need some G4 now, they are going to be on multiple streaming platforms, not streaming services, but like Twitch, YouTube, probably doing some like small bits of on Instagram Reels or whatever it's called. So check that out. Thirdly, Star Trek, they say that Star Trek Strange New Worlds is going to be released on Paramount Plus, which, if you don't know, CBS All Access is turning into Paramount Plus. So essentially, they're trying to get people that don't have CBS All Access to jump over to Paramount Plus. But if you do have CBS All Access, it's just going to change over like HBO Max. Like HBO Now changed over to HBO Max. So if that was confusing, you're right. I apologize, but these networks are starting to scramble, and they're starting to realize that we are going to be, this thing's not going to be done for a while. So let's put all our money on into streaming, which you should have been starting to do 2 years ago. Not because of this, global bastard, but because, that's the way that it was going. Streaming was going to be the new cable. And I say new cable because, I mean, there's how many streaming services that some of us, or the majority of us, have? that you, and don't lie, in your mind, you're probably thinking, wow, it would be dope if you could put all these streaming services into like one box, like a digital box, and I can just go and flip through those and see what streaming service I have. Now, if you're a kid of the 80s, you were born in the 80s and grew up in the 90s, you know that is called a cable box. So it's a, we're in, you know, that the new streaming services are essentially a cable box, but digitally, and it's for the 21st century. So, like, if you have a Google, you know, like a new Google Chrome thing where they put all your, you know, streaming services shows into one place, that is a cable box, but just digitally. So, you know, I'm just going to put that to rest. Let's get to the wrestling a corner. A ding ding. All right. Two things. Major things. One, WWE Network starting March 13th. It is moving over, March 18th, sorry. It is moving over to Peacock, which I saw coming because at the beginning of Peacock releasing, one of their commercials were having old, like old WWF matches being put on to Peacock so you can, you know, watch it and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm pretty sure the rest of WWE Network will end up over there. Because if you're making a deal for that stuff, for the small stuff, eventually it's probably going to go over, the rest of it's going to go over, because if you were paying, if you paid attention to that kind of stuff, you would start to realize that the numbers for the WWE Network weren't doing very well. So let's sell it over to a company who has way bigger numbers than we do. So therefore, A, we make more money. Peacock, it gets Peacock to make more money because now you have to pay $4.99 a month, which is, yes, $4 less, but at the same time, you'd already been paying $9, but now you have to pay $4 if you want to see WrestleMania, which they're going to use as the flagpole show to get people over from network to Peacock. See how business works? It's very genius and kind of complicated at the same time. So, yeah. If you, I'm gonna put it this way. If you want to see WrestleMania, you will have to get Peacock and you'll have to pay the $4.99 a month fee. So that's if you want to just see WrestleMania. Royal Rumble starts on Sunday. I believe the up, up, down, down Royal Rumble video game tournament starts tomorrow. So it's kind of, you know, like a full weekend of Royal Rumble coverage. Pardon me. But yeah, so I believe the there'll be what, two pay-per-views left that you can see on the network, and then by the 18th of March, it's time to move over to the Peacock, and hopefully by then we can have a better WrestleMania, even though it's going to be in Tampa Bay with the same, not the same card, but it's going to be in the same stadium. They're going to supposedly have some fans in the arena. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this is supposed to, I don't know if this is going to be better or the Thunderdome is better idea right now. Who's to say though? Because everyone is focused on the Rumble and who's gonna show up, who's gonna be like surprise guests, and who's going to win, both female and male. I, in my opinion, Rhea Ripley should win the female, and Big E should win the male. Is that going to happen? Probably one of them. And the other one not, no. Because I don't know, there's so many things you can go off of. Like you can have Seth Rollins come back at number 30, and then he wins it, and then he faces Roman Reigns. You can have Rhea Ripley come in at number 30 and face and fight Bianca Belair. Those two will be the last ones, and then she loses. Bianca Belair loses, but at the same time, I kind of want Bianca Belair to win as well because she's pretty dope as well. And if you've seen SmackDown last Friday, that woman put Otis on her shoulders and with ease walked across a section of the mat and then played basketball. I don't understand wrestling right now on the WWE side. I understand wrestling on the AEW and Impact side, not the WWE side right now. But also, Goldberg has agreed with The Undertaker that the modern WWE has gotten soft, which they, okay, listen, Goldberg, if you're listening, which you're probably not, you kind of messed up. You messed up on one really good match, really good dream match, because you decided to, I believe, run full speed into a pole, into one of the ring poles, and get a concussion. I believe, if that's not what actually happened, don't quote me on that. But I know for a fact he was not all there at that Saudi Arabia show and messing up the jackhammer with Undertaker. So, I mean, soft? No. The modern wrestling has not gotten soft. The modern wrestling for WWE has poor writing, not soft guys. I don't understand why you can't play video games. You can't be playing Crash Bandicoot and then, 20 minutes before your match starts, you're playing Crash and then you're ready to go. And then you go out there and you kick some ass and then you come back and you play some more Crash. Why can't they be a wrestler? Why can't you do that? I mean, sure, we didn't used to be, football players that would, smash the hell out of people and, maybe, get severe injuries and then turn to wrestling and then, somehow keep a streak alive until you got cattle prodded in the chest, which was a ripoff. But I mean, no, it's, I don't think, I think we're coming to that point where the legends are not liking what they're seeing with the new stuff. And thinking that the new people are disrespecting the old people because of what the new people are talking about. But that's not really the case. The case is that the new people the new people respect the legends that brought them here. But at the same time, they don't want the legends to come on and overshadow the new people because they're a legend. You don't want to have something good going, start going with Retribution and Mustafa Ali, and then all of a sudden they get kicked off the card because freaking Hulk Hogan decides to show up and wants to do another, what, an hour or 20 minutes of what you're gonna do, brother? No, I'm done. We know what we're gonna do. We're gonna see you try to live in your glory days still, even though we know who you really are now. Maybe let the new people do their thing. I don't need to hear you say what you're gonna do anymore. I'm good now. You can go off, How about making like a reboot of that spy boat show where that boat was like it was a regular boat and then all of a sudden turned into like a stealth boat and they were all wearing black and they were like dope ass secret agents. I don't know the name of it, but just whoever's listening, Google Hulk Hogan Spy Boat and enjoy because that show was ridiculous and the visual effects was Awesome. No, they were god awful at the time too. They were god awful at the time too. But you know, it was a cheap spy show. So, but I digress from the point. I believe this is great wrestling. AEW Impact proves that you can do this. You can still have legends on, but yet work with the new talent and boost them up instead of just, you know, knocking them completely out of the card. So, like Darby Allin and Sting, I can't wait to see that street fight with Darby Allin and Sting and Team Taz. Is Sting a legend? Yes, he is. Does he have a few, not a fused neck, because that's Edge, but Sting knows what he's doing. Let's just put it that way. Sting knows what he's doing. He's gonna do his thing. He's gonna be as safe as possible. AEW is gonna be as safe as possible, but it's still gonna be a great wrestling match. And Sting is, you know, helping out Darby Allin. So, anyways, point being is the modern wrestling is not soft. It's just a difference of opinion from the old guys to the new guys. So that's it. Let's see here. Oh, CM Punk, at the time that I wrote this down, was, I believe, on a Wednesday or Tuesday, had put on social media celebrating his anniversary of exiting the WWE, which, again, the WWE is just, I don't know. I don't know why you were not a fan of CM Punk. CM Punk was really good. And I don't know why you would want to get rid of someone like that, because what, you ru he ruffled your feathers? He didn't do what you wanted him to do? I mean, come on. That's not right. All right. Let's get out of the wrestling corner and let you know that that Godzilla versus King Kong movie is going to be really good. Like, not in like a story-driven narrative movie, but just like a all-out fantasy brawler with like King Kong, Godzilla, Mega Godzilla, because Mega Godzilla is going to be in this. It just looks like a great just fighting movie. It's like what we want. It's Godzilla versus King Kong. It's gonna be great. Let's see here. Oh, there's going to be Mummies Funko Pops coming out. So we're gonna get Brendan Fraser and his long hair gloriness and the rest of the Mummy cast. The first Mummy, not the second one with The Rock, but the first one. Let's see here. Tomb Raider 2 has gotten a greenlit. Back to the Funko thing. There's new G.I. Joe Funko Pops, selected Funko Pops coming out, and there are also Funko Pop G.I. Joe classic lunchbox, metal lunchbox tin that comes with a mystery Funko Pop. A mystery Funko Pop keychain and a bunch of other goodies. Let's see here. The lady that is going, sorry, the lady that is going to write the Tomb Raider has written the script for Tomb Raider 2. I apologize if I butcher this name. Marisha Green is going to be writing the Tomb Raider 2 script. So, apologies again if I butchered your name. WandaVision, the one, the Strucker watch from I think episode 3, you can now buy at, I've seen it on Hot Topics website, and that's gold, but you can also buy from Entertainment Earth the silver one. Then Star Wars Black Series. Just put out today a Lucasfilm 50th anniversary 6-inch of Guido and Obi-Wan Kenobi. So those are cool. I believe those are pre-orders right now on Hasbro Pulse. Go check those out if they're not already sold out. Some more pop news. Foster, Home for Imaginary Friends, are also coming out with some Funko Pops. Let's see here. Two more stories. One, there is an idea that if Chris Evans's Captain America comes back, it won't be Chris Evans Captain America. It will be Chris Evans playing Captain America, who is secretly a Skrull. So that would be a cool way of bringing his Captain America back for maybe like a movie or so. Ooh, apologize. That's a cool theory to think about. Instead of like, I mean, it would be cool to have Steve Rogers, Chris Evans, Steve Rogers, Captain America to come back, but at the same time, it'd be a little bit cooler if this Steve Rogers was actually just a Skrull. So, I mean, I think that would be cool. Lastly, Teen Titans Season 3 have casted, and again, I apologize for butchering this name, Jake Leguero. Yeah, sorry. I apologize, but he's been casted and going to play Tim Drake in Season 3 of Teen and Titans. There are already concept art for him in the red and black Robin costume, with no hood and with a hood. I think it's gonna be great. I hope we get to a point where, and if we get a season four, we get that character and that actor in the Red Robin costume, because that would be freaking amazing. I'm gonna love seeing a Tim Drake in this, but I also want to see him as Red Robin as well. So, yeah, that will be all of what I got. Thank you for listening. Remember to wash your hands, wear a mask, and as always, be great to each other, be nice to each other, and have a great weekend.